shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. Next week, I'll be your 100% host, giving 100% of the effort, because Frank is taking the whole gang to Jamaica. And when I say is taking, I mean a large number of people.
That's right, Mon.
And Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me, but next week they will be gone as well. And frankly, they're phoning it in this afternoon because they're already in vacation mode.
Yeah.
We're only 30 seconds into the show, and I'm just giving you that heads up. Well, I know Dan is already thinking about how good it's going to be out of the country where nobody can reach him by phone.
Yes.
To tell
He's
him about the latest crisis.
Yes.
A couple times.
Because this man's life is a soap opera.
Yep. I'm going to write a book one day. Maybe soon.
Yeah. And, of course, Ian and his wife Angela are taking little Archie on his first plane trip.
Yes. So,
and you're a little anxious about that, aren't you?
The excitement has been replaced by anxiousness and nervousness of how the flight will go. Yes.
Have you ever, Paul, did you ever take your daughter when she was little on a plane?
My daughter was on a plane when she was maybe 3 months old.
Oh, okay.
Because my dad was really sick at the time and couldn't travel, and so we had to go to him. And so, yeah, she was 3 months old and on the plane. And I will tell you that before I had a child, and I fly fairly often, always have, because we love to travel. Before I had a child, if I were on a plane and there was a screaming baby on the plane, I was miserable and I was mad at those parents. And that changes the moment you become an adult who has to take an infant on a plane.
Yep.
Because now I understand that those looks back from the parents of those screaming babies before I had my own was, there's nothing I can do.
Yes.
We're doing our best here. Believe me, we're doing everything we can think of.
Was it the, did your daughter have problems with the pressure?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was not horrible. She was not the Mondo screamer.
Mine?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Mine was 2 years old, and we took her on a flight, went to Orlando, and we were fine taking off. Everything was great. But, man, when we started to descend and started to land, she screamed, and I'm trying to pop her ears and doing everything I can to try. And you're trying to tell a two-year-old, open your mouth, pop your ears, pop, 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 and you can't do it.
Well, it's even tougher. You know, right now we're freaking Ian out. I'm looking at him. And he's going, I don't even have a two-year-old. I have a one-year-old. Why are you doing this to me?
But we will have over half of the plane filled with our listeners, and they will excuse Archie if he has some issues with pressure.
I'm sure. But you're still nervous about that. The good thing for Archie is, once you get to Jamaica, it's an all-inclusive resort, so he can drink as much as he wants.
Yes, that's what I said the other day. I go, I think 13 months is the legal drinking age.
It's actually 1 year, so Archie is like a month
over. He's already a month over.
It's 13 months for weed. It's Jamaica.
Yeah, so he can do both.
But I've been reading some tips online. They say bring lots of snacks. And that helps, too, with the ear popping, chewing or drinking. So
you know what it would also help is if you could have spent the last 13 months learning how to lactate. That way, Angela wouldn't have to do all the breastfeeding to keep the kid busy.
Yeah, I know. I'm lazy like that.
What about, does he like Cheerios?
He'll pretty much eat
anything.
Yeah, he's not a very picky eater so far, so that's good.
What happened to the Sky Mall magazine, Archie? They don't have those anymore anyway. So,
and I told Paul before the show, we'll have I'm downloading a bunch of Mr. Rogers episodes for the laptop.
You found them on YouTube.
Found them on YouTube. Yes. So there will be plenty of things to watch. And I'm wondering, too, if I should get... I saw they have toddler headphones. I don't know if he'll keep them on his head, though. I'll have to... Maybe I'll get a cheap pair and see how it goes.
I think you might have a chance with headphones. Don't try earbuds.
The earbuds won't work.
That would definitely not work. He would eat one.
Yeah, he'd stick it in his mouth.
What is that sound coming out of my son? Yeah. Well, it's apparently Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. All you're hearing.
Hey, let's go to the land of make-believe.
That's coming from Archie's stomach.
He loves Mr. Rogers, though. I'm very happy about that because most of the kids' cartoons nowadays are just...
Weird.
Yeah, they're not good.
I haven't watched a cartoon on TV in so long. I don't think when Lydia was young that we watched all that many TV cartoons.
Yeah.
I think she was into Blue's Clues. But,
my daughter was in the Blue's Clues because our daughters are about the yours is a little older, but oh my goodness, Blue's Clues, Teletubbies.
I can tell you the whole lineup on Channel 9 in the morning if you want to hear it. But
does he watch those?
We put them on, but yeah, Mr. Rogers is the one that really captures his attention the whole time. He will actually sit and watch it.
I think she watched Arthur.
Arthur is still on.
That's still on Channel 9.
Yes, they still
are. Arthur and Franklin. Do you remember Franklin?
No.
And then Kipper. The dog, the talking dog.
He used to be the program director here. I remember him.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
But now they have this awful one. It's because it's I don't know if the same studio that Mr. Rogers was run by, because I know he started his own production studio. But they have Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood now, and it's animated cartoon, and it has all the characters from the land of make-believe, and it's just a very obnoxious cartoon.
Does the tiger come in every day and take off his shoes and put on sneakers? Really?
Yes, he does.
Tiger does?
Really?
They alternated the theme song a little bit, but yes.
Does he put on a striped sweater because he's a tiger?
A red sweater, yes.
My girlfriend's grandson, Jack, loves Daniel Tiger. That is the show that he's mesmerized by. When Daniel Tiger comes on, he stops and watches Daniel Tiger.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to keep him,
sedated
and occupied.
Yes.
On the trip.
Hopefully with the early flight.
And then if my wife were here right now, she'd be saying, you know, lots of sunscreen for the kid.
Oh, yes.
Because it's one thing for an adult to have a little bit too much red. It's a whole other thing for a kid.
He is fair-skinned like the both of us, so there's shades that have been bought. yes, a bunch of sunscreen.
Hats. Does he like wearing hats?
I don't know. He'll tolerate it sometimes.
Get him a big floppy hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, later on, he'll look at a picture. When he's 16 years old, you show him a picture. I say, why would you do that to me?
Yeah.
Because we were trying to save your life, son. that was our major mission. If you think about it, when your kid is as small as Archie is, your entire mission in life is keep that thing alive.
Right. Yeah. Yes. That has been the mission the whole time.
Just ensure that person doesn't die. That's all you do as you go through the day.
That's how Ian questions, like, keeping him alive and changing a poopy diaper, does that go hand in hand?
Yeah, it does, because there's the unhappiness quotient.
Unfortunately, I've had to do a bunch of those, yes.
Yeah. Well, you guys are, you've chosen to leave at a perfect time, considering that Monday morning it's going to be 3 degrees here.
Yes, yeah. I know.
So we're all going to be very jealous of you, and you'll have a great time at the resort. Have you been to this resort in Jamaica before?
No.
Never been to Negril.
Yeah.
We're going to Negril this year. So,
you know, I've traveled to a bunch of places. You know, I've been to Cancun a couple of times, and we've gone to a few places in the Caribbean. Let's be honest. After a while, once you get there, as long as it has a beach and a pool and food and drinks and sun, does it really matter which one it is?
No.
Nope.
I've been to Jamaica's great. I don't like going to one of these other places. I've been to those other places. They're all fine.
But we've been to some places where the beach is horrible, where it's either has seaweed or
too rocky.
Rocky beaches and bad places in the ocean where you can't get in. So,
yeah.
But Negril apparently is not... It's not the case.
It's the nicest part of the island.
Well, good.
And apparently, every time we've gone to Mexico and we've gone to Dominican and Jamaica seems to be warmer and a little more humid, so the water is warmer. In Mexico, you know, I notice it's really, really cold if you try to get in the pool, or sometimes they don't even let you in the ocean because of the riptides coming in.
Yeah.
But I find that Jamaica is warmer where the water is warmer, and you can actually get in and just mess around.
Well, you'll go and you'll have a wonderful time, and we'll hold down the fort for you here while you're gone. Last Friday when I was here, you may remember that I said that I'd be surprised if Dan continued on the show after he won Powerball on Saturday night. And then, of course, we found out there was no winner, and I thought, well, okay, at least I'll get to see Dan next week. And then, you know, they had the big Powerball drawing on Wednesday night, and we know that Dan is not one of the three big prize winners.
No.
Because they were in California, Florida, and Tennessee.
Yeah.
And by the way, one of the couples has already come forward in Tennessee.
Oh, they were on television this morning.
Idiots. They called...
Idiots.
I know.
It was the Tennessee couple, yeah. I didn't watch it, but I saw online that they were propped up on the Today Show already. I go, what? Many other things you could be doing right now.
Do you remember when I talked about this last week, what my number one rule was if you win Powerball?
Don't tell anybody. Go into hiding.
Do not tell anyone.
Pretend like you're a witness with the FBI.
Yes, you're in the witness relocation program. You don't know anybody. You don't say anything. Zip it.
What benefit does that do to you to go on television?
None.
You're giving them free publicity and free content.
But didn't their attorney recommend that they come out and do that? Because
no attorney would recommend that.
I wouldn't think so, but somebody said that their attorney recommended it, and that they would come out because their town is so small and eventually they would figure it out.
So we might as well just tell everybody in the country.
Yeah. Let them figure it out when you're not in that town anymore.
Exactly.
But here's my take on it.
Hey, you know what, Chuck and Mary? It's been nice knowing you. I'll talk to you later on this afternoon. And then you get in the moving van and you leave that town and you call Chuck and Mary 3 years later. What happened to you guys? Well, I got a story to tell you.
Yeah.
That's how that goes.
Or if you want to stay in that town, just start building your compound and go, hey, what's going on with that big area over there? Somebody's doing some construction work.
Hey, speaking of compound, are those guys still in Oregon?
Yes.
Oh, I've not heard anything about them all week long. Have you?
No.
Do they still have a federal bird sanctuary?
I think so, yes. They are still holding down fort.
You know, when that whole thing started, I had a really simple solution to that, which was those people and everybody who agrees with them can all go to that area, and then we'll close the gate behind them. And then you're on your own. No, but we will declare, as of this date, you're a separate identity, a separate sovereign country, and we're not going to trade with you. So you can't come out and get supplies. You can't get stuff sent into you. Although, did you see the story this morning about the whoever these people are in Oregon? And I don't really care about their story at all. But
I was telling you earlier, the internet has come out with a great couple of names for this group.
What are they?
One is Y'all Qaeda.
Y'all Qaeda.
And the other one is Vanilla ISIS.
That's good. Well, apparently they've been holding press conferences. Like I said, I haven't paid attention to the story at all. But they've been not only having press conferences, but using social media to ask people to send them supplies.
Oh.
So some people on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or whoever it is, they got together and sent them a whole bunch of sex toys.
Yes, they saw
did?
That.
Yeah.
One guy in the militia would film himself. He was opening up all these boxes and he was yelling at the camera, please stop sending us these. He's pulling out big pink ones and red ones. And
That's a good thing to do. Yell at the camera and say, please stop sending.
Yes.
That never works.
That is a great strategy.
That never, ever works.
Hey, back to the lottery couple.
Oh, yeah.
I think my take on it is the lady in the relationship there, she said she Googled how to get a hold of NBC and call them and go on the Today Show.
Ugh.
I think she wants all of this publicity. And since they came out first, they're going to get all the publicity. So you
until
know
the next one comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy.
Speaking of publicity whores.
Me?
No, not you.
Oh.
Did you see all the people? You know, the first ticket that we knew had been sold, it was announced, was in Chino Hills, California. Did you see the pictures of the people who were there?
Outside?
Outside of the 7-Eleven where the thing, there must have been 500 people. I think I'm being conservative on my estimate of 500 people who were outside cheering and going crazy for the cameras outside of the 7-Eleven. Now, I know that part of that is someone's pointing a TV camera towards me, I have to act goofy. Mm-hmm. I get that because Americans want attention. I understand that part of it. But what motivated you to go to the store in the first place? You didn't win. You don't own the store. You're getting nothing out of this whatsoever. Why would you go there?
I don't know. I didn't get that at all.
That must be social media. Somebody must have put something on Facebook or Twitter and said, hey, we're all going to go down to the store and can, you know, if you all know the store owner, who, by the way, is becoming a little bit of a celebrity himself, and by the way, will get $1 million for selling the winning Powerball ticket. Each of the three store owners will get that.
Yeah, and he said he's going to share it
with his employees. Yeah, he seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
But if you know him, okay, you're going to go down there and congratulate him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what about all the hundreds of people showing up in a parking lot for no reason?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Somebody wants something that I'm not involved in. Yay!
I know.
You pegged it, though. Any camera. You put a camera at anybody.
Yeah.
And they'll show up. And Dan is right. I'm reading the Today article here. The lawyer, did he come up with the idea for them to reveal themselves on Today?
Why?
His quote is, I think the American public wants to hear from them, and even though they will want to be private after this is over, they want to let the public know that they're the winners.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Well, the lawyer got to be on TV, too, it looks
like.
Oh,
yeah, he was there.
He said he's a huge fan of the Today Show.
Oh,
he was there. He was standing right there, right behind him.
So he had his daughter, the lawyer had his daughter reach out to the show to see if the couple could make an announcement.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me tell you something. If my lawyer, if I were in their situation and my lawyer said, you know what, you should go on the Today Show, here's two words I would say to him. You're fired. I'm not going on the Today Show. I'm not doing anything. I'm going to keep this to myself. Like that guy on the radio in St. Louis told me to last week.
Yeah.
Shh. Don't tell anyone. Now they're bombarded with people who are asking them for money.
Oh, that lawyer hit the jackpot too. It says here the family reached out to a friend for financial advice, and they suggested this Joe Townsend, an estate planning and tax attorney in Memphis.
Okay. Well, good for them for getting an estate planning and tax attorney. That's very important.
But that's his first idea. Hey, let's go on the Today Show.
Now, here's the best part. The best part of it is, they're sitting there doing the interview, and the guy has the ticket in his pocket.
Oh, yeah,
his
shirt. He's holding it right up to the camera here.
And it's like, you haven't turned it into the lottery office yet. He signed the back of it, he said.
That's good.
But now they're going to walk around New York.
Well, no, it looks like they had lottery officials backstage at the Today Show, too. So.
It's like, good grief.
But the wife said that she's going to show up for work on Monday.
Well, good for her.
Just, again, you shouldn't do that, but if she can go to work, that's fine. That won't last
right,
long.
Right, yeah.
She could say that. And by the way, she'll be bombarded at work with people who want money from her.
I think she wants the praise. She wants all the praise, and they want the spotlight.
She called her work supervisor and told them all to tune into the Today Show.
Oh! Did they bring the actual ticket?
There's a picture right here.
They had the actual
ticket. He's holding the ticket right there up to the Today Show camera.
You know what I would have said? I would have said, this is worth a couple of $100 million.
Yeah.
I'm not carrying this around in my pocket. I'll make a copy. The Today Show wants to see it. I will make a copy of it and email it to you. You can make one of your fancy Today Show graphics and put that up on the screen.
Oh, no, the Today Show didn't even ask them to see the ticket. The guy, they were saying, I can't believe you are walking around with this ticket in your pocket. And then later on, the guy says, yeah, I'm starting to get a little nervous with it. It's like,
where's your lawyer? You're fired. That lawyer, you are fired. I'm going to get somebody who may have had some experience with this.
Now, I came to work. Yes. I won $4. I called Mark and Jason.
Whoa, hold on a second.
I hit the Powerball.
Wow.
Number. And but I said, I'm going to keep working.
Mm-hmm.
I called Mark and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And someone
some advice on what to do with it.
I mentioned it on Facebook, so I was kind of an idiot.
Why would you go public with that?
I don't know. And I said I wanted to share it with my family, and someone asked me if I was going to take care of Frank and Peon, and then someone suggested, and this is why I get a hold of Mark and Jason, mm-hmm. is to invest it, and in a couple of years, it'll grow to $10.
So it won't.
No.
By the way, good thing you didn't invest it. The stock market is down in the crapper today.
So,
good call there.
No, I'm hanging on to it.
Well, guess who's not the only one who's a winner on this show?
Yeah, you won as well?
I have my winnings with me right here.
You do?
Yep, I do. I have them in my shirt pocket.
You're carrying them around in your shirt pocket?
What are you thinking? I've already cashed in the tickets.
Oh.
I brought in the winnings right here. And I'm going to take them out and I'm going to show them for the people who are at home watching on 11.2.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's hold one, them right up to the
there's
microphone.
There's one, two, three, four $1 bills.
Whoa.
Just like you did.
You too?
We hit tied. The Powerball?
We tied.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing I'm not embarrassed to admit. This $4 right here cost me $20.
I know. It's like, how much did you invest in that?
How much did you put in for your...
I put $6 in.
Oh, so you're much better at this than I am.
Yeah.
I should have gone to you for strategy.
I can't figure out...
I'm on tilt now.
So the Powerball, if you hit the Powerball, that's $4.
Yeah.
If you hit one of the white balls and the Powerball, you win $4.
$4, right.
Why?
You should. They should bump it up to like at least five,
or just not even have that.
$5 or $10.
Not even have they that should. As one of the options.
Exactly. They should have that
because it's the same thing. You don't even need to hit the white number.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do from now on? I'm just going to go in and say, hi, here's $2. I'd like to just bet on the Powerball.
Yes.
Forget about the other five numbers. I'm going to say Powerball 34. Can I do that?
I don't know. What is it down to now? Because they reduced the Powerball
40
numbers.
Million.
No.
Oh, how
they
many
reduced
Powerballs
the numbers
number?
In the Powerball, but they added 10 numbers to the white balls. So I don't know if it's 1 to 25 now.
All I know is it's 1 in 292 million, and I am not a sucker because I only lost $16.
Wait, yeah, doggone it.
Wait a second. I may have to look up the definition of sucker again. So ask me what I'm going to do with my newfound riches.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I am putting this towards a PSL in the new stadium.
No way.
No, you're supposed to reinvest it in the lottery.
PSL.
Every expert knows that.
Yeah. Are you going to do the same, Dan? We'll have seats next to each other in the new stadium.
Might as well. Yeah.
Beautiful. Let's take a break. We'll come back in a minute here. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. America's richest radio program by $8.
Yep.
It's the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to throw it to Tim Weiland and see if he won anything in the lottery.
You
Tim.
Can add my four to it.
You won a Powerball
so
tour?
So it's 12.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
But we reinvested.
You bought more Powerball tickets?
Smart well, we no. Actually, we reinvested in Mega Million. So we swapped sides.
See, you guys know the strategies.
Right, because the Powerball got reset. So you know,
because 40 million would not be enough.
No.
No, but see, here's the thing. You reinvest, so you get $4, so you could go back into Powerball, but you only get two plays. But if you go to Mega Million, you get four plays, because it's only a buck a ticket.
Oh, okay. That's right.
So see the strategy there? You
and
see?
This is how the lottery keeps going
and
year
Mega
in, year out.
Mega Millions right did not shrink the numbers or add numbers or anything, did they?
This is why you will never hear of the lottery going out of business.
Yeah.
That's right.
Not going to happen.
They won't quit playing poker either, will they, Paul?
Poker's not making them go out of business, no. The casinos are staying in business. The same, it's the exact same concept.
Unless you're in Illinois. Unless the Illinois lottery, you're playing.
No, the casinos aren't going out of business. It's just that you can't get the money out of the state.
Yeah.
No. Now they you can now.
You can more than 600.
Yeah. In the month of December, they in fact they've got signs up in that say, hey, they now if you win, you get paid.
How sad is that?
Hey, I've got my winning IOU
come
here.
Come back. Now if you win, you actually get paid.
Imagine walking into a restaurant and there's the menu, like a McDonald's. There's a menu up there and under it is a sign. Now if you order, we'll give you food.
That's about what it's like.
By the way, when we come back, I'm going to go to the phones 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. Go ahead, Tim.
Okay, you've got a crash. It's on the shoulder, but it's on westbound 40 at Highway 270. A little slow down there. 40 is slow between Hampton and McCausland. Northbound 55, park to the Poplar Street Bridge. No other accidents or incidents to report. So, this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have ink at a great value this week. Buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off. Limit 2 per customer. Ends January 16th. See store for details. Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
When you need to know, turn to your official weather station, the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
It's not fair. If you suffer from hearing loss, you have two choices. Wear a hearing aid that makes you look old, or miss out on what's going on around you. That's completely unfair. You deserve a better choice. That's why we're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. Call us now. 1-800-500-0409. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may forget you're wearing it too. You deserve to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-0409. That's 1-800-500-0409. 1-800-500-0409.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-300-3961. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry! Call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-300-3961. That's 1-800-300-3961. 1-800-300-3961.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-900-1139. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-900-1139. That's 1-800-900-1139. 1-800-900-1139.
Acme Home Insurance.
Yes, I'd like to make a claim.
What are you wanting to claim, sir?
My furnace needs replacing.
Sorry, but your home insurance doesn't cover furnaces.
So what do you cover?
Home damage from things like earthquakes, volcanoes, a zombie apocalypse.
A zombie apocalypse? But that'll never happen.
But if it did, you'd be covered, sir.
But not my furnace?
I'm afraid not.
But his furnace could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, go to AHS.com or call 1-800-940-4233. Home insurance can cover what might happen.
Zombies are coming!
But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the dryer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, go to AHS.com. That's AHS.com. Or call 1-800-940-4233. 1-800-940-4233.
You may think being totally blind is the greatest challenge I face, but actually, it's the fact that I'm often wide awake at 3 a.m. and struggling to stay awake in the middle of the day. This is called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind, like me. It makes just getting through the day a real struggle. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
People love the new KFC $5 fill-up with 100% white meat popcorn chicken. KFC, it's finger-looking good. Offer includes popcorn chicken, side cookie, and medium drink. Pricing and participation may vary.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Ian Geis, and Dan Strauss here in the studio with me. Dan just had a great idea, which is since we each won $4 on the Powerball this week, we should each get one of those giant checks.
Yeah.
Probably cost more than $4.
$5.99. I just looked them up.
You did?
Oh, they are $5.99.
And then you should try to get it through security at the airport tomorrow. Hey, yeah. I haven't even cashed this thing yet. What am I supposed to do? I want to show all my friends. I won the Powerball. Oh, man. One last thing before I go to the phones, and I promise I'll get to your calls in a moment here. 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. I mentioned that the stock market was in the crapper today. It was down, I don't know, the Dow.
390.
Dow was down 390. S&P was down 34, 35, something like that. And they say it's because of oil. Because oil is down. Now, isn't that good?
I thought
for us that oil prices are down and that we can get gas for $1.50, $1.70.
I think they just look around and see, because the last time it dropped like a rock, which was what, a couple of weeks ago or last week, they blamed it on China.
Yeah,
and
so I can understand China, the China thing, because you're worried about them, the biggest market in the world that we have to get our products into. And
but I think the biggest investors don't they all deal in petroleum and the petroleum energy companies?
And I know ExxonMobil is, you know, it used to be, until Apple took over, it was the biggest company in the world. And so there's a lot of money invested in that in mutual funds and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I saw a couple sob story articles the other day about the poor petroleum companies what they're going through right now. And, and they keep trying to tell, apparently Saudi Arabia is keeping their production the same. And they keep trying to tell them, no, make less. We need for the money to go back up, and Saudi Arabia is not listening to them, so they're very sad right now.
You know, one of the things that happened because of the drop in oil prices, you know, one of the oil rich countries in the Middle East is Qatar or Qatar or however you pronounce it. It's the one with a Q at the beginning with
Qatar,
no U after
I think
it.
You're right, Qatar.
Qatar, okay. They are the ones who fund Al Jazeera. And they have a network in the United States called Al Jazeera America. Nobody watches it.
It just went out of business. I saw
Not yet. It's going to be it's going to be out of business in April. They're closing it down. And one of the reasons isn't just that they couldn't reach any audience here, but because Qatar is now having trouble because oil prices are so low, and they make all their money from oil and natural gas, which has also dropped in price this year. So it makes me laugh. One of the richest countries in the world has to get rid of one of its assets because oil has dropped so low. Whereas you and I, we drive down the road and we go, $1.49, woohoo!
Right.
Going, God damn it, $1.49.
I'm there.
Yeah, and when it was up at $3, you saw $500 billion profit quarters for all these companies.
Right.
And
30 straight years of record profits for the companies.
Now they're having to lay people off, and it's all just a sham.
Yeah. By the way, that Al Jazeera America is on the same place on the cable or satellite dial that Al Gore's current TV used to be on, with the exact same viewership, zero. Nobody watched that. Nobody watches this. But he, when he sold that channel, I remember when this happened. I was stunned at this. When he sold it to the Qataris, is that what they would be?
Qatarians?
The Q boys.
Yeah.
The Q balls. he sold it to them for $500 million.
Yeah, that's right.
Mr. Vice President, you got a half a billion dollars when you had a network no one watched?
I needed the money.
I suppose you did. Now, who's Al Jazeera going to sell it to?
I don't know.
I mean, Qatar has to get rid of it because they're taking it off the air, which is probably not a good thing to announce before you try to sell something.
No.
All right, to the phones. Rich, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And Dan, Ian, I hope that you have a great time in Jamaica while I'm trudging out my wood burner Monday morning at 2 degrees to fill it up to try to keep my house warm.
Yeah, I'm on.
And you, also, Rich. Paul, I hope you have a good week at Westport Plaza. That's what you meant to say, Rich.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be dealing with the cold temperatures just like the rest of us.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be in the same bit of misery we are.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, but he'll be on the air.
You know why that is, Rich? Because I care about the listeners.
Yeah.
I understand. And that's why I'm not going, because I care about the show. I got to be in town to call in.
Thank you. There seems to be a mutual dedication here that I appreciate.
But before I talk about Jamaica a little bit, there is, with the low oil prices, there is, besides the four oil companies laying people off, and I hate to see anybody out of a job, even if they do work for the oil company. But beyond them, there are trucking companies, steel companies, all the supporting businesses that go along with it, because these oil companies are cutting back on their exploration and production because the prices are so low. They're hurt. You know, it's putting the average Joe out of a job.
Well, you see, I would think that the trucking companies would be thrilled that
benefit
the cost
right
of
now.
Oil. Yeah.
Because it's cost less to transport all the...
Everything.
It depends on what segment of the industry you're in. My company is loving it. Our fuel prices are nice and low. We're loving it.
Yeah. I just saw an article by Rick Newman of Yahoo Finance. He says the average household in America saved $722 last year thanks to lower gas prices, and will save another $217 or so this year. That's almost $1,000 we're saving. How could that be bad? If Americans are having $1,000 more, we're going to turn that around and put it back into the economy.
Yeah, like I said, the company I drive for is loving it. But the companies that are hauling drilling pipe and frack sand and everything to go out into the oil field, they're in a world of hurt because they're not moving anything.
Yeah, I understand that.
So we're loving the prices at the pump, but there is a downside to it. But, you know, I really don't have a whole lot of sympathy for the oil companies themselves.
No.
The supporting companies I have sympathy for. But when I called in, I was telling Dan that it's been years and years since I've been to Jamaica. It's probably 16 or 17 years was before I had children. But I stayed in Montego Bay, and we took a day trip over to Negril, and the bus going over there, it was bus driver Bob was driving the bus. I remember that because he always referred to himself as bus driver Bob. Uh-huh. Not Bob or anything, it was bus driver Bob. There's a little bridge somewhere between Montego Bay and the grill on this road, and I'm sure they've got new roads now, so you may not even have to be on this road. He stopped at this little bridge, and he called it Ganja Bridge. And he kept saying, you know, he goes, marijuana is illegal in Jamaica. Please don't buy any marijuana. If you get caught with marijuana on bus driver Bob's bus, I'll be out of a job. I have a family to support. But as soon as he stopped, you didn't see a single person there. As soon as he stopped, there must have been 15 or 20 people come out from both sides of the road in the tree lines. They had fruit and rum, you know, all kinds of food, all kinds of booze, and of course the ganja.
Yeah.
And I saw the biggest bud I have ever seen in my entire life. That thing must have been as big as my forearm.
Whoa, bud!
I'm 6'4", so my wingspan is roughly 6'4". You can imagine how big my forearm is. That bud was as big as my forearm.
Wow. Wow. How much did that cost you?
I have absolutely no idea, because I was not going to go to a Jamaican jail for possession of marijuana, much less be subject to possibly losing my job once I got back because I decided I wanted to have a little bit of marijuana and then got popped for a random drug test when I came back, because my company knew I was in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was your mistake right there. You should have said, Destin. You never get drug tested coming back from Destin.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, and I did within 3 days of coming back to work after being on vacation. I got popped for a random drug test.
So, wow.
You know, I'm glad I behaved myself when I was down there. But, you know, just, and I couldn't imagine the conditions in the Jamaican jail. I don't think I'd ever, I wouldn't.
Oh, they said you do not want to spend 1 minute in a Jamaican jail.
But let's explore this for just a second. The bus stops, all these people come out, they're selling you all sorts of stuff. The cops must know that there are ganja guys there.
They're actually probably a lot of what I've heard in the past is a lot of these guys are working with the cops. So if you make a deal with that person, here's the cops.
Oh, really? Right away?
Yeah, they'll do that at the airport. They'll come up to you at the airport and say, hey, man, you need something to party with, man. And they open up. They've done it to me before. They open up this thing. I don't know why I'm like a target.
It's I know.
Well, Dan, like, you're in they know you're in the...
Oh, in a band.
Yeah, they know you're in the upside down house.
And also, he's now flush with cash. He's flush with cash from Powerball.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. I'm actually getting ready to go check my tickets to see if I can join the list of winners with $4 or $1 or something.
Good luck with that. Get a financial advisor if you win, Rich. I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Mark and Jason will be my very first phone call.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you. Now, here's the thing. Let's just talk about this for just a second here. This whole notion that the Jamaican police are setting up tourists to get busted for buying pot, that would seem to me to be against the whole reason you want people to come to your island.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to threaten people? By the way, when you're down here, there's a pretty good chance that if you even think about this, you're going to end up a couple of nights in one of our jails.
And that's what I've heard always. Do not buy. If people are buying anything like that or looking for something like that, do not buy from someone out, especially at the airport.
But if the cops are there.
I think if you're in your resort, I think pretty much anything goes.
Yeah.
Because we've had some people in the past.
Yes.
were able to partake.
Yes.
But I think, it's in.
But what I'm saying is that this intersection where this bus stops, and I know what I know where that bridge because I've been there.
Yeah,
didn't purchase anything because I stopped using a long time ago. But I know what he's talking about. If the police really don't want tourists to come there and buy weed, they could make sure that none of those people are around when that bus stops at that intersection and clear that intersection instead of hiring people to set up tourists. That sounds like a horrible business plan.
Yeah, I don't know either. And I don't know. I would say at the airport, maybe it's like that at the airport, but I don't know. I don't know for sure. But I've heard, that's all I've heard, is if you're going to do something like that, just keep it in the resort.
Let's go to Mike. You're on the Big 550. Hello.
All right. Well, first of all, I just want to let you know that I'm AM and a PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We appreciate that all the time.
All right. I'll tell you what. Well, I got you guys beat. You guys won $4?
Yeah.
Well, my girl calls me yesterday at work in the afternoon. She didn't check. She didn't hear nothing about the numbers. Yeah. And then she checks, and she calls me, and she says, Mike, I hit it. I hit it. I got Powerball. I said, oh, you're kidding. You've got to be kidding. Get home. I take a look at the ticket. I said, yeah, you got Powerball, but you only got two other numbers. And I was all dressed up. I thought we'd celebrate. So we just had just enough money to go to White Castle, but we thought we'd go ahead and splurge. And instead of going through the drive-through, we went ahead and sat inside.
A fine dining experience.
Oh,
fine dining experience. We just blew a whole lot of
$7. Seven, yeah. two white balls and a red ball, I think, is seven.
So wait a second. Powerball alone, $4. Powerball and one white ball, $4. Four. Powerball and two white balls, $7.
Ooh, yes.
Seven big ones.
I don't know why people say this is all a ripoff. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I'm all in, and I'll tell you what, if everything keeps going like it does, I may have her spend even maybe $4 or $6 or maybe even $10 next time.
No, wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so. Anyway, I just want to let you guys know, you talked about your big winnings. I want to let you know about my girl.
All right, before you go, I'm just curious because I haven't been to White Castle in a really long time. How many sliders can you get for $7?
Oh, my gosh. I think you can probably get a total of four, maybe four or five. I'm not sure. I let her buy it. I was just steaming. I was already steaming. The White Castle was steaming. I was steaming. I thought you really hit it big, you know.
Well, and, you know what? Dan and I are jealous. You did hit it big.
Yeah, you did.
$7.
Man.
I wish it could have been a couple more numbers. Then I would have. And I'm not kidding. I would have gotten a limo to pick her up and take her to work if she wanted one big.
Yeah. Well, Mike, that's $7. Remember, it's not $7 after taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be careful
about
that. I know
it. I'll tell you
what. Claim that winning, right?
Probably going to be $5.39 or something.
Yeah.
Cancel the crave case.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks for calling. We'll take a break, and we'll come back in the 4 o'clock hour. Colin will join us in the studio after he does the news at the top of the hour. He'll become showbiz boy, and we'll talk about movies. He's got a couple to review, and we've got the Oscar nominations to go over and a lot of other stuff ahead. And then, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, it's the most fun you can have with your radio on. It's the Harris Challenge, plus knuckleheads in the news, all ahead here on KTRS.
Meep, meep.
All right, we're going to check on traffic right now. Here is Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, it looks like we're getting a little bit heavier now on eastbound Highway 270, and that's looking around approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. Looks like we may have an incident on 270 out around West Florissant because we're backed up in both directions there, short backup. We have eastbound, let's see here. We have westbound 44 from the Museal Veterans Bridge stacked up to the Poplar Street Bridge, and then southbound 270, we're slow 40 down through Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by Staples. They have ink at great value this week. Buy any HB ink cartridge and get the second half off. Limit 2 per customer ends January 16th. See store for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
It's the Tigers versus the Gamecocks. Tomorrow, the Missouri Tigers head south to take on the South Carolina Gamecocks. Bang! Coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. and the tip-off is at noon. Exclusively on KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Hi, I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. Well, we just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform called Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Just go to myfreebod.com and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service while you're losing weight so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Go to myfreebod.com. That's myfreebod.com to get started for free right now.
Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buyer specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with